Europe. Discrimination in Europe. Who hates whom? The hard right both reflects and creates prejudice in order to win votes.
Geert Wilders is the most powerful politician in the Netherlands. His party came first in the general election last November and will be the biggest in the new government. He is also a convicted hate monger. Dutch courts found him guilty of insulting a population group in a speech in 2014. Mr. Wilders' offence was to lead an audience in a chant that called for kicking out Moroccans, people of Moroccan descent, who form the Netherlands' most stigmatised ethnic group. This seems bizarre. The Netherlands and Morocco are far apart and have no history of conflict. But there is a large Moroccan-Dutch minority stemming from guest worker programmes launched in the 1960s. As Muslims, they are targets of religious prejudice, and their young men commit more crimes than other Muslim groups. So, since Dutch politics turned rightwards in the 2000s, race baiters have singled them out. In 2016, a report by the EU's Agency for Fundamental Rights found the Netherlands had the most discrimination against North Africans of all countries surveyed. In other European countries, different minorities get targeted, as the Moroccan Dutch are in the Netherlands. Every society has ethnic hierarchies. Someone always ends up at the bottom. Europe's shift towards the hard right has mainly hit predictable outsiders, Muslims and immigrants from Africa and the Middle East. But each country has its peculiarities. Depending on local circumstances, nationalist politicians pick various minorities to demonise. In some countries, stigmatised groups are legacies of geography and war, especially amid the shifting borders of Eastern Europe. Romanian nationalists long campaigned against the country's ethnic Hungarians. In recent years, anti-Hungarian sentiment has ebbed, forcing AUR, a new hard-right party, to look for other enemies. Bulgaria's revival party is nominally anti-Turkish, though it spends more time attacking gay people. In the former Yugoslavia, the antagonisms of war in the 1990s persist. Croatian and Kosovar nationalists fulminate against Serbs. North Macedonians look askance at ethnic Albanians. Similarly, in the Baltics, the most resented group are the ethnic Russians, left over from Soviet times. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has exacerbated those tensions. Studies last year by the Friedrich Ebert Stiftung, a German think tank, found Russian speakers felt Estonian and Latvian speakers were treating them worse. Estonian and Latvian speakers agreed. The same is true in Finland, where natives lump Russian immigrants with those from Arab and African countries among the least favoured ethnicities. It's mostly a suspicion of them not being loyal, says Emma Nortio of the University of Helsinki, who studies national identity issues. In Poland, with its history of domination by the Russian Empire and the Soviet Union, Russians have fallen since 2022 to being the least popular national group, according to the country's Public Opinion Research Centre. They now rank below Europe's traditionally most stigmatised ethnicity, the Roma. Ukrainians, historically disliked in Poland, were welcomed as refugees from Russian tanks. Being white and Christian helps. Refugees from North Africa and the Middle East tend to be stigmatised. But the nature of the crises they flee makes a difference. In Germany, surveys in 2017 found that Syrian refugees were seen as warmer and more competent than North Africans, as they were viewed as genuine victims. In the 2000s, radical Islam stirred anxieties. But as terrorism in Europe has ebbed, the focus has changed to gang crime. In Sweden, that has led to more negative attention for Kurdish Swedes, less associated with Islamism, but prominent in drug networks. The religious dimension remains crucial. In France, antipathy towards North Africans is markedly higher than towards black Africans, according to the latest report by the country's anti-discrimination monitor. Antisemitism tends to rise when the Israeli-Palestinian conflict heats up. And in its most recent reports, the authority has found a dramatic rise in racism against Chinese and other East Asians, linked to the COVID-19 pandemic. Current events can also reduce prejudice. In the 1990s, Italians stigmatized Albanian immigrants. But as Albania has grown more stable and less poor, they have slipped off the list of feared minorities. Psychologists often explain group antipathy as a function of perceived threats. Narratives embedded around fear are the ones that get traction, says Stefania Paolini of Durham University. Fear of economic competition can explain why poorer citizens tend to dislike immigrants more. Though wealthy people may dislike foreign rich folks too, Swiss Germans resent better educated German immigrants. Populists playing on fears of demographic decline pick on Africans. To profit from fear of terrorism or cultural change, they attack Muslims. When elite conspiracies are the target, antisemitism comes into play. And when all else fails, they go after the Roma. Robert Fico, the Slovakian Prime Minister, who survived an assassination attempt on May 15th, began his political career as a left-wing populist and is currently a right-wing one, but his Roma bashing has remained constant. Portugal long lacked a big far-right party, explains Alexander Afonso of Leiden University. It had little immigration, and those who did come, such as Brazilians, were not viewed unfavourably. So when the hard-right Chega party launched in 2019, it targeted the small, impoverished Roma population. Chega is now polling at 18%.